6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Okay, here we go. The current time is 19:30 UTC, and that means it's time to begin another exciting episode of The Dubious Goals Committee. Oh my goodness. Hello, welcome to the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. And I'm walking out of my garage. What the hell was that? Something just went crash right behind me. A stick fell out of the tree. There's a slight breeze. And I am, of course, now walking up my neighbor's lawn to visit my chicken friends. I've got some seeds in my hand. Hello, chickens. Oh, one of the zebra chickens is right up here. Where's Gray Chicken? Gray Chicken's hiding in the corner. Hi! White Chicken's back there. Everybody's... Okay, yeah, Gray Chicken just hopped up and comes running over. Hi! Here comes Black Chicken. Look at this, it's yummy seeds! Okay, here we go. Alright, it's the same crew as before. Two Black Chickens, White Chicken, Gray Chicken, and our two Silkies. Yes, hello chickens. Hello, good morning to my chicken friends. Good morning, all chickens. Oh, well, hello. Yeah, eat the yummy seeds. They're so good. Okay, all the other chickens are sort of hanging out in the back. Wait, one of these golden brown chickens is sort of trying to approach, wondering what's going on. Kind of coming up the side here, working a flanking maneuver.
Yes, you're doing very well. Eat those yummy seeds. Get them. Well, what you doing, yeah?
All right, some of the other little chickens have backed off. One of the Silkies is going over to the zebra chicken and saying, hey, what are you doing? The zebra chicken is very curious. Wants to come over here and see what's happening. But all of these younger chickens, they sort of get shut out from this. Okay, here comes zebra chicken, wants to get in here. If you've ever wondered if pecking order is a real thing, it is. I'm witnessing it myself right now. Because these older chickens are sort of shutting out the younger chickens. Okay, zebra chicken has an opening here. Yeah, move in. Come on. Is he going to make a move or is she going to make a move? Nope, black chicken kind of chases her off a little bit. But we got Silkies. We got one Silky eating seeds.
Yes, hello, I love you, Gray Chicken.
Gray Chicken recognizes me. Gray Chicken knows what's up when I show up. And then once Gray Chicken starts moving, all the other chickens start saying, oh, okay, we got some chickeny action. All right, I hear clucky clucks over there.
I'll rock a bucket to you too.
Gray Chicken talks a lot. To me, anyway. Okay, so there's some complaints. Gray Chicken's running back to where he came from. I just got one black chicken eating these seeds. All of the other chickens seem to be really obsessed with whatever's going on with the air conditioner over there. The air conditioner is between the house and the chicken run here, and they're all staring at it. Okay, now I guess they're less interested. Now they're all getting into the sand pool. Except for this one chicken. Nope. He's walking away, or she's walking away from me now, too. Looks like she's also going to get into the sand pool. Oh. Okay, you guys aren't interested in me anymore. I'm not interested in you anymore, either. Okay, here we have a little baby squirrel trying to go up my tree. That's cool. Oh. Yes, chickens. All right, I've had my chicken fix for the day. Not really. This is just my first chicken fix. I'll come back out here in a couple of hours to see what they're doing. I love these chickens so much. Alright, so let us return indoors. And I shall begin to regale you with all the fun stuff I did yesterday. What the hell did I do yesterday? Well, nothing. I did go to the store. I went to the grocery store because I needed some more bread. Oh, I got some sugar. Seems like there was like one other, I bought graham crackers, but I always buy graham crackers because you can never have too many damn graham crackers in your house. And what else did I buy? It doesn't matter. Oh, Swiss cheese. Yummy, yummy Swiss cheese. So I could have some ham and cheese sandwiches, some toasties. Oh, yeah. And I was going to buy some hot dog buns, but then I didn't. And here's my chicken over here. Made a chickeny sound. I heard that. My chicken is a cat. Although I did do some synth last night, and I found my spherix, I think. You know, the spherix, the atmospherix. And we need a lot of atmospherix for... Ow. Let me move my knee. Ow. You know, I woke up really stiff this morning, and my feet hurt and everything. All this weird... Anyway, I feel better now. All the atmospherix... And all the atmospherics came about when I started messing around with this one rack that's got the weird modules in it, including the wacky Frankensteiner filter, which we're not messing with yet, and the weird feedback thingy, which gives us a nice burst of white noise that we can go full car plus strong on if we want to. But right now... I got it doing this. It kind of sounds like, I don't know, my cat sneezing. Yeah. You can do all sorts of stuff with this. Okay, because it's got a filter, so we can mess with the filter. It's got resonance. So we can ping the filter, kind of, but we just get this fun sound. It's pretty great. And we can also tune it. But what we're tuning is not pitch, is we're tuning resonant frequency. So, there's a howl. Trying to find it. Yeah. Let's turn the attack down. It behaves funny. And I like it. Anyway, I was messing with this. Then I thought, hey, what would happen if we plugged an LFO into the thingy? Ooh. It's very exciting. That's you. Sounds like somebody's sneezing now for sure. Okay. So once that started happening, I said, let's move on to the next thing, right? So then I said to myself, let's start triggering this thing. And it started to sound like this. Okay, and that's fine. I like that. I can dig it. And we can even put some LFO on some of that, can't we? We could do this. Why would we do that? I don't know. I'm just here. And so then I thought, okay, let's plug it into the Frankenstein filter. That's not the name of it, but that's what we're going to call it. And it started sounding like this. Oh, can't even hear it. Here it comes. Yeah, it's hiding under there. So anyway, it doesn't sound any different, just sounds extra filtery. The level is ridiculously low though. So then I plugged it into the next thing. Yeah, you hear that noise? That's the next thing. That's the texture synthesizer. One that I think everybody knows. This is an open source thing from Mutable. A lot of people have this module. It's a delay, it's a reverb, it's a lot of things. But now we have this. Ho, 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 ho. Now we have spherics. Now we can do some. If you have this much atmosphere, you can now do some deep hypnotic atmospheric and dub techno all in one. And you're probably wondering, well, what would that sound like? I don't know, probably something like this. Thank you. Yeah, so something like that. And we've got all this ambience in the background. Whoa, 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 whoa. How noisy that is. Whoa, 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 whoa. We got us some noise floor. Okay, I just remembered something else that I thought of last night that I want to do. I want to set up one of these profiles. Basically, the same as number three, which is this one. It's got the whooshy, whooshy, whooshy. I want to take that. Now wait, what did I want to do with this? I think I'm remembering that I wanted to save this. Wait a second, let's do it here. Let's test this. Yeah, that's broke. So we want to save this here. Okay. Fun stuff, right? Have a mute switch for the spherics, but if I just flip this switch to damp, it'll dampen it enough that it gets wacky. I'm looking around for a patch cable. Oh my god, we only have one left, and I was using this for something, but we're going to use it for this right now. What we're going to do is we're going to take some random voltage out of my white noise generator, and we're going to plug it into the CV of that. And that's not changing at all, is it? Do I need to be clocking this? One wouldn't think so. Oh wait, or do I want it in this one? Not that one. This one? Not that one. Well, that's clock. Oh, I don't understand. We could do it like this. That's not even worth doing. Okay. What I was trying to figure out is how to get our symbol to do something. This. Get that to do something automatic. I could push a button and it could go wacky, go wonky. And we could do that. We've got modulation channels. We've got modulation channels left over. Do I want to do that? Well, would it kill us just to try it? No? Okay, so where's that long cable? Okay, here we go. We plug this into there. And then we plug it into here. That already is doing something to it without it even being programmed. Okay, so we could do craziness like this. That's no good. Okay, how about this? We'll just do some weird kind of random crap here. And this is just be programmed into random crap, not anything set for random. And here we go. Interesting, but it's not that great. Okay, let's give it some random square waves. And that's not even as interesting. You know what? I think we're just gonna call this a big nope.